Good morning. Our scripture reading today is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 20 through 21. Again, that's Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 20 through 21. And the word of the Lord reads, "Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen."
Well, today, all over the globe, Christians are celebrating the most significant event in history. Now, last year, There was a lot of talk about the events that took place in 2020 and how history books will be filled with the events and all that took place in 2020. The details of the pandemic perhaps will make the history books. The social and political unrest that littered 2020, there's a possibility that they will litter the history books if the Lord should tarry years from now. I believe that will be the case, that the history books will be littered with the events that happened in 2020. But who knows? Only the Lord knows, and only time will tell. But no matter how jarring and impactful the events of 2020 were, none of them match the significance nor the impact of what we celebrate this morning. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is the most significant event in all of human history. Brothers and sisters, Jesus was crucified on Friday, and he walked out of the grave on Sunday. That is the reason why we are here this morning. This is the reason why we celebrate and we live our lives as Christians. Get this, if there was no resurrection, church, Christianity itself would be pointless. What we are doing here would make no sense. Paul tells us that in 1 Corinthians 15, that if Jesus did not get up out of the grave, then we should eat, drink, and be merry. If the resurrection isn't true, all of it would be pointless. But it isn't pointless, is it? It is all worth it. We are happy to celebrate and right to celebrate because the tomb is empty. Listen, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is not just an event. It is not just a historical fact. It is just not news. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave is a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a benediction to the people of God. When Jesus walked out of that tomb, God spoke a blessing on his people. The sheep for whom he died for, he spoke a benediction. The favor of God pronounced over his people was that his wrath for their sin had been satisfied. There now need be no fear of coming to him. Jesus had taken their punishment, Sin had been atoned for, forgiveness had been dispersed, covenant love had been demonstrated. When Jesus cried, "It is finished," brothers and sisters, it was finished. It was finished. Done. Oh, I remember when I got that letter that my student loans were finally paid off. That was a shouting day. if you were shouting, then you've paid off your loans. And if you're not, you're still yet holding on. Hold on. They're going to be done with. We perhaps all know the feeling of paying off a long old debt. But the debt we owed because of our sin could not be paid off no matter how long the terms. The cross, you see, the cross satisfied the debt we could not pay, and the resurrection declared God's acceptance of it. No more bulls and goats were needed. No more monthly payments. No more bulls and goats were needed. No more priests and temples. Jesus accomplished it all. Those who were once his enemies are now called his beloved. You see, brothers and sisters, the resurrection is a blessing to God's people. In fact, Jesus declared this blessing to his disciples as he met them soon after the resurrection. You might remember the disciples were huddled, fearful, scared, wondering what had happened, what is going to now take place. And in John 20, in verse 19, we read this. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Peace be with you. Jesus comes to them in the midst of fear and confusion and doubt and declares, "All is going to be okay. All is going to be okay. Peace be with you." Brothers and sisters, one of the great blessings of the resurrection is that it screams, "Everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay." Listen, if the resurrection of Jesus is true, and it is true, then the implications of it are as well. If Jesus got up out of the grave, then we know that we too will get up out of the grave. For Jesus is the first fruits. This world, if Jesus got up out of the grave, will be made new. All of those implications mean you do understand that everything is going to be okay. That is what Jesus declared the disciples on that Easter morning. Peace. Peace be with you. The blessing of the resurrection is that all will be all right. The failed relationships, perhaps that you're struggling with now, the pain and the suffering, that hard circumstance that feels like it is going to overwhelm you, Christian, because Jesus got up out of the grave, it is going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. Perhaps that is what you needed to hear this morning. Maybe you've never heard that. The unease, the feeling that something is not right, the shame and the guilt of of your sin. All of these issues, all of these struggles is a result of sin. Your sin is the cause of the lack of peace that you may be feeling. The unease. That's a result of sin. That is a result of sin. The lack of peace you might not have in a relationship. Ultimately, the lack of peace with God. All of that is a result of sin. But get this. The cross and the resurrection says you can be right with God. You can be right with God. No more shame, no more guilt, no more enmity between you and God. Trusting in the finished work of Jesus means you are at peace with God. Jesus got up out of the grave. My prayer is that if you are here this morning and hearing this message for the first time and you have never trusted in Jesus, my prayer is that you would not delay, that you would do so today. Believe in Jesus today. Would you hear the blessing of God this morning? Peace be with you. Oh, if you would trust Jesus, the blessing of the resurrection for you is that you are at peace with God. That's a glorious thought. That is a glorious thought. That is the blessing of the resurrection. But you want to know something about the blessings of God? You want to know something about the blessings of God? God's blessings keep on blessing. Did you hear that? God's blessings keep on blessing. They flow to overflowing. The blessings of God reverberate. Paul makes this clear when he says in Romans 8, 31 through 32, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He, listen to this, he who did not spare his own son, but gave us up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Oh, God's blessings are abundant. His blessings, his goodness, his grace and his favor to us keep on blessing. They keep on blessing. So, the writer to the Hebrews closes out his message with a benediction. That's what we read in our text. It's a benediction. A blessing that is grounded in the blessing of the resurrection. He declares a blessing that keeps on blessing. Hebrews 13 and 20. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant. Notice here, notice what the writer does. The writer begins his benediction with a reference to the resurrection. He is highlighting and calling attention to Jesus, the great and loving shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep, but who was raised on the third day. Now, why does he do this? Because he wants to remind his hearers, those who heard it for the first time, and those who are listening this morning, that in the blessing of the resurrection, there is more blessings to be had. Namely, the power of God. The power of God. Here is what the writer says. The same God and power that raised Jesus from the dead equips you to live according to the will of God, to the glory of God. Same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that equips you to live according to the will of God, to the glory of God. In other words, because Jesus got up out of the grave, you and I are empowered to live right. We are empowered to live right. Listen again and hear what the writer says. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with every good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Listen, you and I have been empowered, equipped with every good thing to live in such a way that pleases and glorifies God. You are not lacking the power to live right. You are empowered to live according to the will of God. Well, what does that look like? You are empowered and equipped to love your enemy. You think you can't. But because Jesus got out of the grave, you are empowered to love your enemy, to forgive those who wronged you. You are equipped and empowered to do that. You are equipped and empowered to love and serve those who are tough to love and serve. You are empowered to say no to sin and yes to godliness. Isn't that what Paul says in Romans 6? He tells us this in Romans 6, 5 and 6. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that this body of sin might be brought to nothing so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. Oh, we have the ability, we are empowered to say yes to righteousness and no to ungodliness. You have the ability, you are empowered because Jesus got up out of the grave to persevere and rejoice through difficult, you do understand, and trying circumstances. Oh, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the resurrection this morning because Jesus got up out of the grave. The resurrection screams, you can do it. You can live right. You can live according to the will of God. Not in an it's all up to you type of way. No. You can live according to the will of God because, as the text says, it is God working in us, in you, through Jesus Christ. That's how. He's working in you through Jesus Christ. You can live right because it is the power of God working in you. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead is working in you to accomplish the will of the Father. Philippians 2:13 might be coming to your mind. Therefore, my beloved, Paul says, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your salvation. Work it out with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you. It is God who works in you to both will and to work for his good pleasure. Did you hear that? For his good pleasure. For his glory. We are empowered to live right, not so that others would look at us, but so that God would be glorified, so that he would be praised. We are empowered to live according to the will of God, to the glory of God. But as Matthew says, that as we are going about these good works that we are empowered to do, that others would see our good works, that they would see us loving those and serving those who are hard to love and serve, loving our enemies, forgiving those who are difficult and tough to forgive, living our lives according to God's commands and laws, that they would see those good works and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. Empowered, brothers and sisters, by the resurrection to give glory to God. Oh, we celebrate the blessing of the resurrection this morning. It is the blessing, you do understand, that keeps on blessing. Let's pray.